The Borough Assembly approved all items on the agenda. Assemblymember James Stowe moved to establish a special energy committee. This committee would consist of two assembly members, one member of the public, a Wrangell member of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency Board, the Wrangell representative of the Thomas Bay Power Authority, and two rural staff members. Stowe says he thinks this is a good first step in dealing with the issue of SEPA, as discussed in the last assembly meeting. The Assembly unanimously approved a resolution supporting Senate Bill 60 and House Bill 145. Those bills deal with a proposed $100 per pelt bounty on sea otters.
Whereas residents of the community of Wrangell are dependent on abundant, sustainable resources from the coastal waters of Southeast Alaska, and whereas the extraordinarily high rate of sea otter population growth in Southeast Alaska resulted and greatly increased sea otter predation of commercial fishery stocks, including geoduck, clams, sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and crab.
That's City Clerk Kim Flores reading an excerpt of the resolution. The Assembly encourages the Alaska Senate and House of Representatives to approve the legislation. The Assembly also discussed a controversial mental health timber sale. The land affected by potential logging would be near the former Institute property, several private residences, and Rainbow Falls. Mayor David Jack requested this topic be added to the meeting following concerns raised by Wrangell resident Daryl Gross. Jack said the borough has been open about the timber sale from the beginning.
There have been statements made that imply that borough staff is for some unknown reason trying to keep this quiet. One comment I heard, was sweeping it under the rug. It is my contention that borough staff has gone above and beyond any requirement they may have had in regard to this matter.
Gross, who raised the initial concerns, lives adjacent to the Institute property. He says the borough may not be doing enough to address the sale.
I mean, I understand what you said, that your hands are tied, you can't do nothing because the state, federal, and the mental health are doing this. But look at the mess they left out the road. There's a house a tree went through out there, knocked out their electricity and water, and the neighbors had to fix it for them. Another one, an RV fell on a camper out there because of the wind blow down, because the trees were all gone. And it demolished that. And water streams you drink out there. Trees, they fell across that, they wouldn't clean it up. Culverts were plugged, it's still going on.
Jack said the borough recommended that the Mental Health Trust take nearby residents into consideration in the decision to log.
The borough also commented, recommending that Mental Health Land Trust listen to the concerns and requests of the property owners, minimize the impact of residents, and leave at least a 100-foot buffer between the sale and residential property.
Gross said he believes the community needs to come together as a whole to deal with the issue.
Where do we stand as citizens, Alaskans? We gonna let these people walk all over here and do this? It's ruining our backyards, it's ruining everything we do. Our way of subsistence life. And when it says in their contracts, they take everything down, dead or alive. And they take brush, blueberry picket, everything. They don't care. All they care about is the money. And that's where I'm coming from. I think, you know, the Alaskans should stand up for each other. Stand up together and fight this. This is wrong.
Several other community members commented on this issue during the public discussion period. This timber sale was advertised by the Mental Health Trust Land Office last summer. The sale was recently finalized. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.